you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 108. Does your relationship have healthy boundaries? Oh my gosh, boundaries are so important in both romantic and platonic relationships. Setting boundaries is essential if we want to be both physically and emotionally healthy. Creating healthy boundaries is actually empowering. And by recognizing the need to set and enforce limits, you actually protect your self-esteem, you maintain self-respect, and you enjoy healthy relationships. Unhealthy boundaries cause emotional pain that can lead to dependency, depression, anxiety, and even physical illness. A lack of boundaries is like leaving the door to your home wide open and unlocked. Anyone, including unwelcome guests, can just enter at will. Now, on the other hand, having too rigid of boundaries can lead you to isolation. It's like living in a locked-up castle surrounded by a moat. No one can get in, and you can't get out. So boundaries actually are a starting point, and they can be rigid, flexible, or adaptable. So what are boundaries?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Boundaries are guidelines, rules or limits that a person creates to identify for themselves what are reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave around them, and how they will respond when someone steps outside of those limits. You know, the easiest way to think about this is a boundary is like a property line. This type of boundary is, it's pretty easy to picture, right? A property line, and you understand because you see the sign that says no trespassing, or, you know, the marker that marks off the property, and the border that it protects. But personal boundaries can be a little harder to define because these lines are invisible. They can change and are unique to each individual. Personal boundaries, just like the no trespassing sign, define where you end and another person begins, and are determined by the amount of physical and emotional space you allow between yourself and others. Now, personal boundaries help you decide what types of communication, behavior, and interaction are acceptable. So why is it important to set boundaries? To practice self-care and self-respect, to communicate your needs in a relationship, to make time and space for positive interactions, to set limits in a relationship in a way that is healthy. Without boundaries in a romantic relationship, you'll constantly be upsetting each other. Is it okay for you to have dinner with an ex? Is it okay to plan a trip to Mexico without consulting your partner? Some relationships would be fine with this, but others definitely wouldn't. Think of boundaries as a set of rules for a relationship. Each couple has to find a way to accommodate the preferences of both parties. This isn't always easy, but it's necessary for a relationship to thrive. So, how do we create boundaries that enhance your relationship What are some things that should be, you know, definitely discussed as boundaries? I'm going to go right in. Finances. Financial issues can strain any relationship. It's important to discuss your preferences. Would you loan money to your neighbor, your friend, your sister, your romantic partner? Who pays for dates? Who pays for the electric bill? Do you prefer separate bank accounts? Do you want a joint bank account? How much can one of you spend without consulting the other? Financial issues are a regular cause for divorce or breakup in romantic relationships. So create acceptable financial boundaries and hold each other to them. Prevent any financial disagreements before they happen. Where else do you want to create boundaries that will enhance your relationship? How about around the past? You know, you've both dated other people. Are there details of those past relationships off limits? Or do you both want to examine the other's past? What do you consider worthy of conversation? And what do you think should be left in the past? Each couple has a different opinion on this matter. Privacy. Does your serious boyfriend or girlfriend or partner have a right to know where you were Saturday night? Should a woman have access to her husband's journal? And vice versa. How much privacy is acceptable? Some people want to know every single detail, while others prefer far more privacy. This has to be communicated. And I'd say really early on in any relationship is like, all right, what are the boundary rules here as you're getting to know someone? And then creating other healthy boundaries is anything else on the gamut that matters to either one of you. You can develop boundaries around sex, communication, do's and don'ts, pet names you call each other in public. It's really up to each couple to decide, and then each individual in that couple to decide what their personal boundaries are and come together and agree. So what types of boundaries do you need in your relationship to feel comfortable? What can you tolerate? What are you unwilling to tolerate? And that's the big one. What are you unwilling to tolerate? What are you unwilling to have crossed? Remember, your relationship is unique. Think about what you need and why you need that. So you're going to want to be careful not to weaken your boundaries with these particular upcoming behaviors, which is a lack of willingness to state your preferences. If you don't tell somebody what your preferences are, they're not going to know. It's not a guessing game. You can think, oh, well, that just doesn't need to be discussed. That's obvious. No, it's not obvious until you state it. You're undermining the whole purpose of having boundaries when you refuse to let your opinions be known. Ask yourself why you're unwilling to let your partner know what you want. And this can kind of sink into maybe some people-pleasing underlying trauma responses. So something to dig into for you. Now, are you accepting poor treatment or behavior from your partner? You know, there's a saying, you get what you tolerate. And when you tolerate mistreatment, you'll get more of the same in the future. When you're willing to accept poor behavior, your partner will assume that any boundaries you agreed upon are actually just optional. Now, what if you're feeling guilt? There are times your partner may be frustrated by the boundaries. That is no cause for you to feel guilty. Perhaps the boundaries can be revisited, but avoid feeling guilty for something you both agreed upon and something you actually need and want. Because again, there's no point in setting boundaries only to turn around and sabotage them. Belittling your boundaries is, you know, likely to cause resentment. What boundaries do you need in your relationship? Each relationship is unique. Some require a lot of boundaries for both parties to feel happy and secure. Other couples would feel smothered with too many rules to follow. So, this is my recommendation. You sit down with your partner and you talk about what you both expect from your relationship. Cover what you are willing and unwilling to tolerate. then it's important to uphold the boundaries. Set boundaries that will strengthen your relationship and stick to them. These agreed upon guidelines can prevent a lot of relationship stress and make room for far more joy. Now, isn't that interesting, right? When you actually place a bit of a limit on something, there's no guesswork and you can just move forward because you know where the line is and you can just be and have more joy. So if you're struggling with boundaries, there are other articles on both HeidiDelair.com and LoveWideOpen.com that you can reference, or reach out to me at HeidiDelair.com. Schedule yourself a Heal Your Story strategy session and we can discuss boundaries. Thanks so much for listening. Sending you all a ton of love, and I'd love to hear from you. So feel free, shoot me an email, send me a DM over on Instagram, and we can start the conversation. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDelair.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDelair or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.